Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. So, amen. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Giving the Lord praise for one more day to serve him, one more day to give, to receive, to laugh, to embrace, to refrain from embracing. Amen. One more day to be effective in his kingdom. We want to welcome especially all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here. Amen. And so we are glad to have you. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. There's no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. And a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We pray that everybody has had a good week as we're coming to the conclusion of this one. Amen. Still fresh in the new year, first month, amen, and just so grateful unto the Lord, amen, for his blessings unto us. His mercies are new every morning, amen, and so we give God praise, amen. We are and still embarking. I think today is day number 12, so we are winding down now, amen. Glory be to God on our 21 days of prayer and fasting and consecration. And so we want to thank God. Amen. Thank God for the journey. Those of you listening and, you know, maybe it's not too late to jump in. It's not too late to jump in. But I'm telling you, fasting, prayer works. And fasting, when you couple it up with fasting, it really works. Amen. And some kind only come by prayer and by fasting. So we pray that you have been enjoying, amen, our time with us. And if not, amen, if you're new, then this is an experience. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we just celebrated 12 years on January 1st. That was our birthday, amen, and we thank God for it, amen, and to God be praised. Okay, so today, amen, we're still looking at fasting and scriptures on fasting. Today we want to look in Matthew's chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Says, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Amen. And so that's the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God coming to us this morning all the way from Delaware. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. And her love for the Lord growing. Amen. As a tender plant. Amen. Into a garden. I'm telling you, just so beautiful to see the development of what God is doing in and through her life. Amen. She is faithful in the Lord's kingdom. She's faithful in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. I'm telling you, she is a servant. Hallelujah. She's also an ordained deacon. Amen. And so we thank God for her. Amen. She is a wife. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. Amen. A daughter. I mean, it goes on and on and on. She wears so many hats. Amen. Prayer warrior. But we want to thank God for her today. And I'm talking about none other than our Deacon Hattie Cooper. Amen. It is she who's going to come to us this morning and elaborate. Amen. And share with us, amen, what the Lord has placed on her heart to share. So just give me 1 second. Give me 1 second here. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. The devil is a liar. Ah, Lord have mercy. Ah, give me 1 second. All right. The devil's a liar today. The devil's a liar. He ain't nothing but a liar. All he do is lie. Okay. All right. Deacon Cooper, are you there? Deacon Hattie, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Good morning. Yes, can you hear me?
Wait a minute. Let me turn my volume up. Let me see. Turn my volume up. I can't. That's too low. And we are having some difficulties.
Is it too
okay.
Low?
Okay. Yeah. Can so I took my volume as high as it can go. Can you take yours a little bit higher?
Let me see. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a whole lot better.
What about now?
Yeah that's a whole lot better.
Okay.
Yes. Yes,
right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for being here. Thank you for serving. And the floor is absolutely yours.
Good morning to everyone on Radio Land, in Radio Land, all the way around the world, the globe. Good morning. Good morning to all. God, we ask you, Father God, to carry us when we are weak, Father. Dear God. Thank you, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you would give us the strength that we need today. Protect us through the day, through all the hours of the day, Father. Protect us under your blood, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give us the strength that we face on today. Whatever struggles we may go through, whatever we encounter on today, Lord God, just help us and be with us, Lord God. Carry us, Father God, when we are weak, Father. Carry us, Lord God. But many things are going on, Father God, but we know that you will see us through, the Son of God, and we thank you, Father, for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and we thank you, God, for everything in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh. Religious church, wherever you are, I need you to put your hands on it like this. Come on. Yep. Everybody clap like this, like this. I want
morning and good morning once again. Father, open the eyes of our heart, Lord. We want to see you on this morning, Father God, and we thank you for this day. Well, again, I am coming to you from Matthew 6:16-18 on fasting. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. We all know about that story when he fasted, the tempter came to tempt him, turning bread into stone. He wanted him to do that. Jesus said it is written. He only bowed down to his Father. So he did not do that. So it was very challenging for him after he got baptized, after John baptized him in the Jordan River. So Jesus fasted, so we also should fast. He did not have his disciples to fast. The religious rulers, they had asked him, why do they fast and his disciples don't fast? Jesus said, can the bridegroom mourn while he's there with them? Because he knew it was going to become a day that he wasn't going to be there for them. So Jesus didn't put a mandatory fasting with his disciples, because he knew that he was going away and he was going to return back to his Father. So he knew that when he go away, that his disciples needed to fast, because he was the power when he was with them. So he wasn't so concerned about his present. He was more concerned about his departure, going back to his Father. And he knew that his disciples would have to fast because he would not be around. And saying this, when we turn our place down to only to be seen by God in secret, God would reward us. He would reward us. The first churches, they fast. They fast in the first century church fast. In the early church, they fast while worshiping for their ministries. They worship God. They fast because they want to appoint leadership to different people. That's in Acts 13:2, 14, and 23. We also know Malachi fasted for the Jews. Esther fasted and for the Jews because the wickedness was plotted against them, against Esther people. She fasted for 3 days. We know David fasted and asked God to intervene because of injustice. Psalms 35:13. We also know that Nehemiah fasted to help confess his sins to God and turn away from the things that he were doing. We know that. So fasting is very, very, very important. And Jesus fasted for his ministry. Luke 4:12, he fasts. So important for us to fast. We can choose the time we want to fast, the month we want to fast, but we must fast to get results. Jesus teaches the importance of fasting, and there is terms and condition of fasting. Jesus instructs us to take care of ourselves while we are fasting. Wash our face, comb our hair, anoint our heads. We should look very normal when we are fasting. Don't bring attention to yourself or man. do it quietly and in secret. Be sincere and unseen. Fasting should be private between you and God. Don't go around boasting and bragging and looking angry and hungry and dismayed and sad, being moody. It's not worth the time. It's not worth the pain. Wearing clothes that promotes fasting. Fasting is not an outside sacrifice. It's very serious if you are going to take a part in a group with someone or just by yourself. You will have your reward, good or bad. Fasting is a biblical way to truly humble yourself in the sight of God, not in the presence of self-righteousness or man. Jesus warned us about religious leaders, the Pharisees. They knew the scripture, but they was boastful, because they said God chose them. They would pretend to be so holy. They think they were so pure, and they wanted to be separated from sinners because they didn't do this, that, or the other. The Pharisees turned the good thing into a bad thing, and also they plotted against killing Jesus. They just, be careful who's around you. Because sometimes the people that are around you, you're not sure who they are. That's why we ask God for discernment. But Jesus knew about them, of course, because he's God, 100% man, 100% God. Just like he knew when Judas was going to betray him. Well, anyway. And they did those acts to be seen and to be praised by men instead of being honored. To honor God, they wanted to receive man approval. We don't want to receive the rewards of being a hypocrite. We should take inventory of our lives. Make sure we are not hypocritical in our fasting. So when we are fasting, do it in secret unto our Father, who will see us in secret and will reward us in secret. God comes with benefits. He comes with a benefit package. Psalms 103, verses 105. God benefits that package, number one. We know eternal life, that's number one. But to reach eternal life, God wants us to ask for forgiveness. God benefits pastors will come with forgiveness, healing, redemption, compassion, and mercy. Spiritual clearance. He would give us that. And most of all, the Holy Spirit leads us into truth and into focus on him. But first, we should identify some of the things before we even go into fasting within ourselves. Because fasting can reduce isolation, anxiety, stress, mourning, being afraid. It would give us protection. It would expose what's going on in our lives. It would help us when we are taking risks. It would help us to begin our ministry. and it will help us choose the right people to help in leadership in our ministry. It will give us great discernment. Fasting enabled the Holy Spirit to reveal the true spiritual conditions, resolving in brokenness, repentance, and transformation. Fasting gives us the power of God. People, fasting is literally not eating. In Jesus' name, thank you, Pastor. Back to you. Hello? I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Oh, my God. Hello?
Wait a minute. Yeah, okay, I hear you now. I was just having some technical difficulties. No, we heard you. We heard the whole thing. No, we heard the whole thing. Amen. No, it's not
okay.
You. It's the system this morning. Amen. But moving a little weird.
God.
But the devil's a liar. But no. Your
yes,
presentation was not in vain. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For your elaboration. Amen. When we're fasting, do not bring attention to yourself. Wash your face. Gargle your mouth. Put a smile on your face. Don't turn a good thing into a bad thing. Amen. Don't be hypocritical in your fasting. That was huge takeaway. Amen. And we want to thank God for your list of all of the good things. Amen. All of the good things that comes out of fasting, making decisions, direction, healing. And so we want to thank God for how you broke that down this morning. So thank you so much. Amen. Thank God for the song. Amen. That you started out with. Amen. And giving us something to think about. You know, fasting is private. Now, we know when we do a corporate fast, you can't do a corporate fast private. There's no way you can do a corporate fast because
Right. Everybody
got to know we fasted. But even then, you don't have to go running around telling all your family, all your friends, and everybody that you're fasting, you know what I mean, to get pity from them. You know what I mean? Like you say, now that's hypocritical. That you're being hypocritical. Amen. So, and what we do in secret, God will reward us openly. We don't even have to let everybody know what we're praying for. Amen. Just go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Amen. And thank God in advance. Amen. For the manifestation. Amen. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Deacon Hattie. Amen. For the elaboration. We want to thank you. It was detailed. Amen. But the huge takeaway for me, amen, was do not be hypocritical in our fasting. People don't even realize that they could be hypocritical in their fasting. And we know God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and must worship him in truth and not in hypocrisy. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And we want to...
Say something.
No, go ahead.
Hypocritical is pretending to be someone that you're not. Pretending. I'm fasting. Yes, I'm fasting. You're fasting, and like you said, a group. If you have a group of people and you fasting, you know that, okay, this is a group. Like, we're fasting.
Right.
But I won't come on the phone and say I'm fasting when I'm not fasting, so that means I'm pretending to be something that I'm not. That's hypocritical. But,
yeah,
I'm on the phone. I'm fasting. No, darn well, I'm not. So God don't want us to be hypocritical in anything that we do. And fasting is being separated and consecrated to God. So we're not fooling man. Like you said, God is a spirit. So he knows already if we're truthful or not. He knows that. So if folks have a situation when they're fasting, you know, They don't have to be. Don't be discouraged if you fell. Just make through it. You know, make through the fast and keep going until you be successful in it. God honors. He will honor you. He will honor you just for your faithfulness. And if you can't do it, just tell him. He knows. He's still going to honor you. There's no way you can fast for 1 or 2 days, for 24 hours, and God don't bring a manifestation to your life. God is not a liar. 24 hours. If you fast for 24 hours, God will bring his manifestation into your life. Whether it's 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, if you're sincere, and he knows that you're sincere and you're not hypocritical. Oh, what do you say? Knock the door, shall be open. Ask anything in my son, Jesus' name, it shall be given unto you. So he knows our heart. So he does not want us to be a pretender. We should never be a pretender, a hypocritical. We should not just do it. We should not just say, I'm not doing it. God will reward you and bless you because we do not want the reward of being hypocritical. We don't want that reward. We want the good reward from God and all his benefit package that he has to offer us. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen, amen. And we are daily loaded with benefits. Amen. So we thank God for his benefit package. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. To God be praised. Amen. Any announcements you want to share with us, sister? I know you're working on a lot of projects and got a lot of things on the table for 2023. So if anything is ready, anything you want to share, feel free. Of course, you're not under any obligation to, but if you desire to, we want to give you the opportunity to speak.
No, God is speaking to me. He's talking to me. And the only thing that I can say that is a shift in my life, a shift in my world, that the Lord is working and he's doing a new thing. And I just have to be patient and just follow his lead. And everything would turn out the way the Lord wanted to turn out, not the way I wanted to turn out, the way the Lord wanted to turn out. It was always what had he want. And there's times that we cannot, what we want is not what God wants for us. So at this point in time, all old things have passed away. Behold, all new things. So he's showing me a new thing right now. So all the projects that I had was then. This is now. So whatever new thing that he has for me, then it shall come to pass with his approval and only his approval and his plans. So keep me in prayer for the new things. And there is something on the horizon. Just pray for me with something that I've been dealing with, something that I had wanted, and God had showed me. So in time, it will come to pass. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen, amen. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. So we say so, we touch, and we agree with you. Amen, on this morning. Amen. Again, amen. Thank you so much. Amen. For your elaboration. Amen. We appreciate you and your sacrifice in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And all that you do for God's glory. Amen. Have an awesome and an awesome day. Amen. God bless you. All right. All right. All right. All right. You've been listening to our Deacon Hattie Cooper out of Delaware. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. And if you desire to hear more from her or any of our elaborators, our teachers, our singers, let us know. Let us know. Maybe you have a platform and they'll fit right into it. Amen. So this is what we do. So just send us out an email or your whatever your form of communication, email is lifewordjesus@gmail.com, lifewordjesus@gmail.com. You can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and contact us right through the web. Glory be to God. And it also has all of our information, our mailing address, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen and amen. While you're on the website, amen, we encourage you to hit the donate button. Glory be to God. And sow a seed offering into the word. Sow into the word. We're sowing into the word. Glory be to God, because the word is what brings forth the harvest. Amen. 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. The sower and the seed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with soil. Amen. Hallelujah. We just have to sow it. We have to sow it. And as we said earlier, glory be to God, you can pray and you can fast and you can fast and you can pray. But if you don't sow no seed, you're not going to get no harvest. So the farmer owns his big 50-acre, 500-acre land, growing, got all type of corn and everything out there. And it's no harvest this year, no harvest. Well, what went wrong, Mr. Farmer? I don't know. I prayed and asked God to send my harvest. Okay, you prayed. What else? And I fasted, too. I went on the 21. I went on a 40-day fast and asked God to send my harvest. And what happened? No harvest. Well, Mr. Farmer, did you sow any seed? Did you sow any seed, Mr. Farmer? Glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, we have to sow seed. Stop eating your seed. Since we're talking about eating and abstaining from eating for during this time of consecration, stop eating your seed. So let me tell you something. As I was sharing with someone who experienced some bad fortune a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to him, prayed with him, I said, no, I got to ask you this. I said, I got to go here because I'm a pastor. I said, you've been paying your tithes? They got real quiet. Real quiet. And he said, no. I said, let me tell you something right now. Whatever you don't give God, what belongs to him, the devil going to take it. And that rascal ain't going to take what you owe God. He's going to take what you owe God and some more. He's going to take what you owe God. And the tithe don't even belong to us, beloved. That first 10% is not yours. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's not yours. Hallelujah. And the real blessing comes with the offering. The tithe is not yours. So that 10% is not even to be discussed. But when you give God out of the 90, that's what really opens the blessing. Because, see, the 90 is yours. And when you give God out of that 90, that's when the windows open up, baby. That's when the windows open up. Thank God he can trust us with the 90%. Give God praise that he can trust you with the 90%. Amen and amen. All right, glory be to God. So we want to thank God, amen, for those of you out there in radio land, and you've been blessed by this ministry for the last 12 years and have never sold a dollar. Amen, have never sold a dollar. We encourage you, amen, to be obedient to the Lord. No amount is too small, no amount is too large. If the Lord tell you to sow $5, if the Lord tell you to sow $5 million, glory be to God. Amen. You're sowing it as unto the Lord. Amen. And God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Now, today, hallelujah, we will be praying our corporate petition. Okay, let's look at our corporate petition. Amen. We started out the first 3 days with our self-examination and surrender. Okay, then we prayed for family. Amen. That for God, for the safety and salvation of our family, God to cancel the spirit of death. Then the next day, we pray for our ministry partners here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, all of us and all of our protection. Generational curses and new habits. We pray for good health and our soul's prosperity. We pray for a divine strategy and divine timing. We pray for our nation, our president, and politicians. Our next corporate petition was marriages. Glory be to God. Holy marriages. Marriages that the Lord has put together. Some people say whatever God put together, let man, no man put asunder. But we got to remember, God didn't put every marriage together. when I do the marriage series, we go a little bit deeper. God didn't put every marriage together. He just said what the Lord had put together. See? All right, whatever. All right. Yesterday we prayed for the men. We prayed for the men. We prayed for the saved men, the unsaved men, the newborns, amen, the little baby boys, amen, and the mommy bellies, the adolescents, amen. We prayed for the rich men, the poor men, the incarcerated men. We just pray for men in general. Men in general. Glory. Why? Because they need prayer. Amen. Because the men are God's trophies. Amen. Because God created them first. All right. Now, today we want to pray for the women. All right. Because we got abused women. We got holy women, unholy women. We got, look, y'all know what's going on. Y'all know what's going on. Women abandoning their children, that's unnatural. Even cats and dogs take care of their pups. See? We got strong women. We got weak women. Come on now. We got whorish women. We will pray for the women everywhere. See? And when we say women, we're talking about the female gender. And we want to start with the little, the embryo in the uterus. See, those mothers that's going to be giving birth to them baby girls, that they will be birthed in the right environment. Glory be to God. They start speaking to them babies while them babies is in the womb. Glory be to God. We want to pray. Amen. A lot of these little young people have been sexually abused, mentally abused, physically abused, abused women. We want to pray for them today. We want to pray for women in every category. Everybody who's a female, and even the ones that think they're female and they not, pray to God to get their mind straight. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And it's a reason for that, too. It's a reason for that. So it's a sickness, but we have to pray that spirit away because, see, sometimes, for example, if a woman is pregnant and she is pregnant with a boy, but she really wanted a girl. That spirit is transferred into that embryo. See, this thing is really deep. See, that's why these babies come up all confused, see. Because mama really didn't want no girl. She wanted a boy. Or mama didn't want no boy. She wanted a girl. See. So God, only God, only God can get through all that. This kind only come through prayer and fasting. Only God can get down to the DNA and set that and set it in order. Only God can do that. And this is why we're praying and fasting. Amen. So we're praying for the women today. Tomorrow we're going to be praying for the children. The children of the world, God knows, children being kidnapped, sex slavery, glory be to God, children, parents against children against parents, children are confused, children are unloved. Come on now, children. So that's what we're going to pray for on Saturday, in case you're not online. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then on Sunday, we're praying for Russia and Ukraine. It's a sad situation that's going over there. Sad situation. and this worldly conflict. We want to come back and visit nuclear war. Put nuclear war on there. There's still a threat of nuclear war. Okay? So I've talked to about two or three people, including myself. We had dreams and visions of a nuclear war. Why did God show us that? So we can pray against it. That's why God showed us that. See? So that's for Sunday. Russia, Ukraine, worldly conflict, and nuclear war. Okay? So those are our prayer petitions. And then on Monday, Lord's willing, that's our last week, third week number three. And then we'll give you the rundown then as the Lord gives it to us. And to God be praised. So, beloved, in your day, we do not have a corporate altar today. There's no corporate altar. Amen. So we will not be back to the corporate altar until Monday. And your personal time this weekend. Amen. Now, we know when you fast on the weekend, you serious. Because it's difficult to fast on the weekends. On that downtime, everybody socializing or whatever, and your stomach just want to eat because it's accustomed to eating. When you can fast and maintain your fast on the weekends, you serious. And the devil know you're serious. See, and he coming at you. But you got to let him know that greater is he that lives within me than he that lives in the world. Amen. So in this weekend, glory be to God, on your personal altar, amen, talk to God. Put these petitions there. Put your personal petitions there. Glory be to God. And watch God move. Amen and amen. All right, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Glory be to God, same time, place, and station. And we'll be back on Sunday, two times, 12 o'clock on this platform and 9 p.m. on social media. There's a fresh, hot word that the Lord has given me for Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. Like fire shut up in your bones. Amen and amen. I believe that is it. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day. Hallelujah. A wonderful day, a blessed day, a marvelous day, a powerhouse day. Hallelujah. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror at night. We say thank you, Father God. We will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has desired to come up against us and our families as we plead the blood of Jesus. Father God, we are praying for women. Some women are so bruised. Oh, Father God, they've been so mistreated, so disrespected. Father God, we pray for their hurting spirits, their bleeding, their hemorrhaging, even for in the church and still hemorrhaging, Father, bleeding out. They're bleeding out like the woman with the issue of blood. They're bleeding out, and they need to touch the hem of your garment before they die for in the blood. Oh, Father God, and we pray, Father God, for those who are doing pretty good, but still need to do better. Father, there's room for improvement for all of us. Because it ain't over till you say it's over. So, Father God, we pray for women everywhere. Everywhere, Father. Everywhere. In every situation. That they all will come to know you and the pardoning of their sins. And the ones that know you will know you better and know you more. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Bless, Father God, the offerings in the name of Jesus. Bless the money, Father, that will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom, the tearing down of the stronghold of sin, Father God, and bless the giver, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, in Jesus' name. We say thank you, and in Jesus' name we say amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation Hallelujah. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it shall not, and it will not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. My pleasure to serve you all this week, every day. And Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Same time, place, and station. Giving God praise, glory, and all the honor. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Yo.